This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent visits, we amplified the first three points in our outline covering Proverbs 3. Now let's consider point 4. He will make your paths straight, or direct your paths. It doesn't say he might direct your paths. He will. We might endeavor to trust in the Lord with all our heart, not lean on our own understanding, and seek to acknowledge Him in all our ways as we plan a course of action, only to find God directing our path differently than we expected. That doesn't mean our plans were bad. It does mean God knows best. He wants to direct our paths so they'll be straight, that is, in line with what He intends to do. If we truly trust in God with all our hearts, acknowledge that at best we only know the details in part, and plan to do what we believe will acknowledge Him, that is, honor God, if God directs our path in a different direction, that will be okay with us. We realize we're not the master of our life. We're servants. We belong to the true master. Jesus illustrated the right attitude a servant should have, who after working all day comes into the house and is expected to clean up, prepare supper, and serve his master. Only then he may eat and drink. Jesus concluded, "So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants, we have only done our duty.'" If that doesn't sound right to you, you don't fully understand the promise. He will make your path straight, or direct your path.